We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Must we take this disgrace? Another Bears fan throwing insults in our face. The Packers are the greatest team to ever play the game. Even if from time to time they've been a little lame. How could you ever love a team with Jim McMahon? Not even Porky Pig was as big a ham. They got a reputation that's mostly based on luck. The Bears still suck. The Bears still suck. Bears still suck. The Bears still suck. The Bears still suck. They really, 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 really suck. Yes, the Bears still suck.
12:50 a.m. The Fan. Good morning. Happy Friday to you. I'm Bart. That is Toby. Nick Costos will look at some Week 6 games with us in about 15 minutes. Ryan Horvath will do the same in the 9 o'clock hour. Toby, I have a question for you. This is the Bears still suck. The happy schnapps combo. My question for you is, do you think I like this song? The Bears still suck. Do you think that I like the Bears still suck? Do you think that I play it because I like it? And I'm a big Packer fan, and I've listened to this song forever? Or do you think that, oh God, I gotta play this dumb song again? I don't want to play it, but I know people eat it up. Do I like the Bears still suck?
I'm gonna go with option B. You are not a fan of it, but you realize that it is a part of Bears Week, and you must listen to it.
Ah, this man knows me. This man knows me. Bears still suck is terrible. I'm tired of it. It's so stupid. Oh my God, it's so stupid. Hey, maybe it's the Eddie J. Lemberger influence wearing off on me because he would never write a song about the Bears sucking. He's more of a Zen master. He's more of a positive guy. I like Eddie J. Lemberger positivity songs. And of course, if there is a Packer song that I do like, it's G-Force. Yeah! Cuz I'm a man, baby. 12 men on the defense. We take no nonsense. Feel the power from the stands. Every woman, child, and man. Let's get that G-Force down the Soldier Field while we still can. Tap into the G-Force and use your outside voice. Where the sun, rain, and snow, we're gonna scream and let them know. Okay, trivia question again. Do you think that I play G-Force ironically because the team made it and it was forced and bad and dumb? Or do you think I really like G-Force and it actually does pump me up?
Both.
No, just option B. I love G-Force. I love G-Force. Come on, baby. 12 men on the defense. We take no nonsense. Screaming. Ah, shoot. Brandon says, Well, my Twitter must be weird. Because Brandon tweeted that stupid G-Force song has to be the worst song written ever. But my notification says, Brandon says, play it louder. Welcome to the big show. Come on and let them know. Timmy is in Dallas. What'd you sleep in today?
Yeah, I did fart.
Yeah? Did you have a late night or something?
No, actually, I had some work to do earlier. But have you checked off your Brett Favre greatest moments against the Bears box?
No, I've been going through all the Packers-Bears rivalry checklist. I got, is it still a rivalry? Check. Rivalries aren't the same. Check. Quarterbacks that have started against Favre-Rogers, check. Favorite Bears-Packers memory, check. I haven't really gone too into... Yeah, I know. I spelled happy schnapps. I said happy schnapps. Schnapps, wrong. No, I don't. I didn't get there yet. If you want to talk about it, you can.
Sure. It was a Monday night football game. And in my younger days, it was, you know, during Brett's coming out party.
Is this the Halloween one?
I'm not sure.
Somebody put like a, they made their helmet into like a pumpkin.
They beat him in the rain. I can't.
They had a 99-yard touchdown drive, the Robert Brooks.
No, this is Brett Favre scrambling, and I think it was about a 30-yard scramble, and he could have ran out of bounds, but he dove for the pylon and got the touchdown, and that was the, you know, typical young Brett Favre. So that was my, you know, only memory of Brett Favre against the Bears.
We also haven't talked about the instant replay game. I haven't checked that box off yet. There's a lot we can still get to, Timmy.
Oh, that's the Seattle Seahawks game.
Against the Bears. They used to have instant replay. And then they took it away.
No, I'm not familiar with that one. You know, growing up, I didn't get Packer games. So to see them on Monday night, you know, in Favre's early years was, you know, exciting for me. And when he did that, that was incredible. Maybe Toby can Google it. I don't know.
Give me a prediction.
Packers will win. And I think, you know, they've been spoon-feeding Fields, and they've been running the ball a lot more than passing, and maybe that's why the game's been low-scoring, but that's what they said on one of the NFL talk shows, that he's been limited in his pass attempts these first five games. So they've been, you know, ground and pound, but I still see the Packers winning.
I agree with you, Timmy. Enjoy the game.
Yeah, I will, because I get it on TV now. It's being broadcast on network TV here in Dallas. So that's great. Great for me.
Yeah, that's what matters. Does Timmy get the game?
Huh?
All I care about when I look at those coverage maps, I look at Dallas first to see if you get it.
Yeah. Well, Bart, you're still the best thing on the radio, and so is Toby.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Timmy.
All right. We'll talk to you Monday.
Sure.
Hopefully it's a victory Monday.
It will be. It's pretty much a lock. Packers are going to win. Sparky, what is going on? Sparky just tweeted a poll where he said, what song do you prefer, Bears Still Suck or Bucks Lust? How is this even debatable? Bears still suck. It's this one, baby. So I wondered this year, let me just say this quickly. I did wonder how long it would take me to get into the Bucks this season. Now, I thought that the Brewers would be playing through October, so I thought that it might take a while. I'm ready for Tuesday. I am ready for Tuesday. They open the season up against the Nets. The banner's going to be unveiled. the ring ceremony. They always televise that, so you should be able to watch that on TV if you're not able to go to the game. But man, am I excited for this Bucks season. And what's kind of, for the Bucks' sake, I feel, for the Bucks' sake, the Brewers would have played that night in Game 3 of the NLCS, but the Bucks get that night out of themselves now. The Bucks really, this was a complaint I had throughout the season, or the offseason, is as soon as they won, they celebrated a parade, and then it was over. Chris and Drew had to get the hell out of here, go to Japan, win a gold medal. The NBA calendar was trying to get back to normal, so they did the draft and free agency, and all that went very quickly. We dove right into the Brewers and Packers training camp. But this Bucks celebration, I don't feel like we got enough of it. This whole year is going to be a celebration. Every home game is going to be a celebration. Every road game is going to be packed because the other teams are going to want to see Giannis. Giannis is the draw. Remember when you'd only go to a Bucks game if, like, the Warriors or LeBron was here? That's what's happening with the Bucks. He's already drawn a big crowd, but it's going to be more than ever. And Giannis, I know it's just a few clips in a preseason game. Where did this guy have the time to work on his jumper, to completely change his free throw routine? I mean, he took a free throw of 5 seconds, one dribble shot. He's dropping threes. This year's going to be fun, dude. So I'm completely ready. I thought it might take a while, but I just saw a few highlights of that preseason game, and I am ready. And a good spot to watch these games, as with any game, is the Fourth Base Sports Bar on National. It is a Friday, and we're in Wisconsin, so you would think fish fry, they've got that for you, too. Lake perch, walleye, made any way you like. You can also go with the ribeye, the strip, steak, the New York strip, that is, the tenderloin. They've got seafood options, lobster tail, the biggest Alaskan king crab, the biggest Alaskan king crab legs in town. Judges, thank you. Fourth Base Sports Bar, it's a neighborhood sports bar. It's a down-home sports bar, yet it's got all these great food options. Check them out on National. You can go to their website, thefourthbase.com, for the number four, thefourthbase.com, and enjoy the games there. This is the bar that was featured in the movie Major League. They've been serving great food and great drinks and great times since 1977, and you could be the next one indoors, doors, the Fourth Base Sports Bar. On National, Fourth Base, thefourthbase.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
On my way to the game, traffic's kinda heavy. Bratwurst on the brain, tailgate with my Chevy. The freeway's frozen hard, covered by a blizzard. Corn cobs cooking, and cows in the barnyard. Past the 12 gauge, heat up a chili dog. Broken down John Deere, just call me Boss Hog. The Tundra sits on a field, just west of Green Bay. A handful of no dough, we never sleep on Sunday. Reading all the signs, the pack is really bad, and everyone is proud. Down at the local burger shack, go retrieve a beer from the tapper.
With the Johnsonville brat,
go visit the crapper. So take your shirt off when it's 20 below. Sitting in the end zone,
we're cheering, go Pack, go! Yo! Go! Hush up!
Oh, gosh darn it, don't you know? I'm a cheesehead baby, the pride of Wisconsin.
And now we're just playing requests. Cheeseheads with Attitude. I'm Bart Winkler, Toby Altizer. This segment brought to you by Toby's buddies at Indeed. If you're hitting speed bumps in your hiring process, streamline your route to your next hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in the same place. Find your next great hire and visit Indeed.com/credit. Nick Kostos, you better you bet, on the Odyssey app. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. I did not see who you took last night, but I saw you Twitter bashing Nick Sirianni. So did you take the Bucks last night or the Eagles?
No, thankfully. That would have been the more painful beat. I had the over, though, which is like, can I bend for a second?
Yeah, I love it.
So, like, you know, what we always say on You Better You Bet, and for people that, like, just started betting and, like, you think that, like, oh, like, loser, like, you lost your pick, like, you don't know what you're doing. It's like, life is just as becomes, like, when you do this, like, what we do for a living, and, like, if you bet on sports, like, a good amount, it's just, like, one big series of endless bets, right? It's like the beat just rolls on.
Yeah.
Like, we got bets today, gonna have bets, a lot of bets on Saturday, college football tomorrow, obviously NFL Sunday, so it's, like, gotta, like, compartmentalize this stuff and put it away. I am an event, I'll complain a little bit here. So last night, I have the over in the game, which is, like, it's just inexplicable that this game doesn't go over the total, and, like, the situation required at the end of the game last night, Bart, I don't know if you like watched like the very end, because I feel like it, like non-gamblers would never watch the game like this. Like the specific series of events that needed to happen for the Buccaneers to be able to kneel the clock out without kicking a field goal at the end of the game to get this over the total is just absolutely insane. They needed to get a first down without scoring a touchdown. Leading up to the 2-minute warning was the only scenario where like the game goes under the total. Cam Brate gets a second down pass down to like to make it like 3rd and a half yard, and it's just like we lose because of that. Like we lose, like and half more yard we win, 2 more yards back we win. That exact scenario happening, we lose, and this follows up last week on Thursday Night Football where the Rams picked off Geno Smith with 2:02 left. 2 more seconds there, and we win our Seahawks teasers that we had tied up to other things. The Rams end up kicking a 47-yard field goal because the way timing works out to win by 9 at +8.5. It's just like back-to-back Thursdays where it's like, how does this happen? Like the statistical probability of both of these things happening in back-to-back weeks is just insane. So, yeah, I'm very annoyed to lose that the way I lost it last night. I did have the Dodgers last night, though, so it wasn't all bad. But, yeah, I was pretty frustrated by that football game. And if you have the Bucs, I mean, the Tampa dominated that game, doubled the Eagles in yards, and Philly somehow covers because of a 2-point conversion at the end of the game. Like, that's even worse than my over bet. So, yeah, that's a rough one last night. Definitely, you either had a lucky win or a brutal loss. And I get lucky wins sometimes, and that's fine. And I'm just calling it like it is, though. That's a lucky win on the other side, and I wish it had been me. God bless.
I'd like to vent, too, because, you know, a few years ago, gambling was still kind of taboo. Now it's everywhere. The NFL's putting, you know, there's Patton Oswalt, I think, is in these Caesars commercials that run every 2 minutes. And, you know, BetMGM's all over the place. Bet Rivers. Everybody knows all these places. But yet, Joe Buck still last night is like, well, this drive matters to some. But we know why. It's not a secret anymore. Just say, hey, yeah, this drive matters because the spread's 7, and if the Eagles, you know, don't hold, why are we still keeping it a secret like we're Al Michaels in 1996?
Yeah, you're right. My bigger problem with the Fox broadcast team is that I have a new rule. If Troy Aikman says on the air that he disagrees with, like, a coach's decision, it is 100% the right decision. Like, this guy is, like, he goes, like, he'll say something like, I understand the math, or I understand the analytics, but, which would be like me saying, like, I understand theoretical physics. Like, I don't. He doesn't. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He is wrong 100%. Well, I don't know about this decision. Well, then you know the coach is making the right call. Like, Arian's going for it, of course. Well, I would punt and pin him deep. It's like, or their offense stinks. You have Tom Brady and, like an unbelievable, like, fleet of weapons here. Why wouldn't you go for it? Like, of course you go for it. Or, like, Sirianni going for 2, which is actually smart there. Oh, that's, I don't know about this one, Joe. Like, or Troy, or, like, you don't understand. You just don't get it, man. I'm salty this morning, man. I'm pissed off about how this went last night.
Troy Aikman's one of those guys that I have no reason, like, he's dumb and, you know, whatever, and he used to kill the Packers in the 90s. He's one of these guys.
I'm a Giants fan. How do you think I feel?
Yeah, but I like him. I have no reason to like Troy, but I like him. Just like I have no reason to like Urban Meyer, but I can't get enough of the dude. I love Herb. I liked him on the Fox broadcast.
Urban provides you good content.
Ah, Herb's the best. Talk to me about that game, because that game I'm going to be getting up for at 8:30. Jacksonville is taking on Miami in London, and I kind of feel like I want to take Jacksonville there. Miami, I have them as a 3-point favorite.
Well, I think you're not alone, Bart, because this number got bet out immediately on Sunday, the Dolphins over 3, 3.5 or 4. I'm pretty surprised at the news here in terms of like the market, that it's come back down to 3, especially with Tua Tagovailoa likely to start for Miami, activated to return from injured reserve, and Jacoby Brissett not 100% healthy. So it does look like we'll see Tua coming up on Sunday here. But the Dolphins do have issues in their secondary right now with both Xavien Howard and Byron Jones, both not 100% here. So the numbers come back down to 3. I'm willing to be wrong here, as I am with all things in life, because it's just an acceptance of what is. I think the number's wrong. Like, I don't think the number can be 3 on a neutral here with Miami and Jacksonville. Like, I do think Miami's better, especially with Tua back. So I like the Dolphins -3 here. I guess kind of the thought is people have, like, that Jacksonville's going to be able to score and, like, Miami's offense going to continue to struggle. I think something else to take into account, Urban Meyer, you know, has been brutal this year, obviously, for many different reasons. This is, like, his first time taking a team to London. Like, Flores has done this before. I think that that's something that, like, can't be overstated, right? Like, difference there that, like, Flores knows what he's doing in terms of, like, the London trip. Like, Urban may be going, old Urb may be going out to, like, a pub in Dorchester on Saturday night, you know, to see some fine lasses in England, right? Who the hell knows what this guy's going to be up to here? So Dolphins are nothing for me. It's not one of my favorite plays of the week, but I can never bet Jacksonville +3. Like, if you want to talk to me about +3.5, maybe we can get there, but 3, like, it's Dolphins or nothing.
Packers, Bears, 5.5. I have the line 44 for the over-under, which is interesting. Bears don't put up a lot of points. Aaron Rodgers against the Packers is really, or against the Bears. I will someday have to say Aaron Rodgers against the Packers. But Aaron Rodgers against the Bears, to me, that's as much as the breakdown as I need. I like the Packers. I'd take them with the 5.5.
Yep, I laid the Packers -4.5. I agree. But look at the Bears' defense. It's been good the last couple of weeks, but, I mean, we have to consider competition, right? When the one, like, elite passing offense they faced, and, like, I know Burrow is kind of like people love Joe Burrow. That's, like, week 2 of the season. He's still being eased back from the ACL. Like, Burrow's, like, just now starting to, like, really shake off the rust and, like, and starting to throw the ball a lot more. They're starting to show more trust in him. Even in, like, the Browns game, like, Baker, if you think Baker's good, they didn't have to throw the ball at all in that game because of the historically poor offensive performance by Chicago. Like, Matthew Stafford was, like, the one, like, you know, really good quarterback and, like, a really good passing offense that the Bears faced. That was back in week 1, and he absolutely tore him apart. So I'm kind of expecting the same from Aaron Rodgers here. I think the number's short. I think the number should be, like, 6, 6.5, honestly, in this game. So anything under 6, I feel like, is a play for the Packers. So I'm with you, Packers -5.5. And if I had to do something with the total, I think I'd actually bet the over here, where I think the Bears clearly, like, want to play conservative. We've seen that in Fields' 3 starts, 20, 20, and 17 pass attempts. They don't want to throw the ball. Like, they want to, like, they're treating, whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent, they're handling this offense in Fields right now with kid gloves. But what happens when the Packers get out to a lead in this game? Like, you're not going to be able to do that. They're going to have to ramp this up here. And, you know, I've got some faith in Fields watching him collegiately, right? I think he can kind of get it done throwing it down the field here. So I do think we'll be able to get this game over the total. It's not like as strong a bet for me as the side is with the Packers. But I do like Green Bay quite a bit. I think the Packers win and the Packers cover.
The Cardinals and Browns is a game that interests me. The Browns are at home, and they're 3.5-point favorites or so against the Cardinals, the lone undefeated team. Is Mercury Morris alive? Do you know?
Yeah, Merck's alive for sure.
Oh, I thought he died.
I don't think so. I think, like, we would know that, like, Mercury Morris died.
Yeah, I don't know. We only talk about him when somebody wins or loses their
last.
What a
gig he's got, man.
Yeah, he wasn't even, like, the ninth best person on that team.
Well, yo, actually, yo, Mercury was pretty, like, 72, maybe not so much, but, like, 73, it was, like, him and Zonkin, like, a running back by committee. So, like, Merck was actually good in the 72 team.
He was
so
no
much.
Jake Scott at safety.
Yeah, well, Jake Scott, of course, the Super Bowl MVP in Super Bowl 7 when they beat the Washington 14-7.
Yeah, look at us.
Go undefeated.
Look at us talking about Jake Scott today. Didn't think you'd do that. Browns, 3.5-point favorite. What do you like there?
We really need to wait to see what the injury report's going to look like today for both these teams. It looks like Cleveland, for the first time this year, really is going to have like an injury advantage over their opponent. Arizona dealing with COVID potentially on their coaching staff. Kyler Murray's been limited in practice this week with a shoulder injury. They're going to be playing without star center Rodney Hudson, Arizona will, who's been arguably like the best offensive lineman in football this year, like regardless of position. He's been an absolute beast. DeAndre Hopkins hasn't practiced yet, but they're calling it a non-COVID related illness. So we'll see about DeAndre Hopkins. So I think this kind of sets up in like kind of problematic. Marco Wilson's not practicing. Byron Murphy's questionable. Those are two quarterbacks. Chandler Jones is on the COVID list, the COVID injured list. So, I mean, they're dealing with tons of injuries right now. The Arizona Cardinals are. And for Cleveland, like, we got to make sure that a lot of these players are going to play for the Cleveland Browns. Like, Nick Chubb didn't practice yesterday with a calf injury. He's questionable. The starting center didn't practice yesterday. Kareem Hunt didn't practice yesterday. Miles Garrett's practicing in a limited fashion. Like, these are big names right now for Cleveland. So, if Cleveland comes back with a clean injury report, like Greedy Williams, like, it's wild how many players that both these teams have on the injury report. If Cleveland comes back with a relatively clean bill of health today after practice, I do think, like, the on-field handicap sets up for Cleveland to just mash Arizona's defense on the ground. Like, that's the weakness of this Arizona defense. It's the strength of the Cleveland offense here. If Kyler's not 100%, Browns -3 becomes a play for me. I think this number's hovering around 3.5, so maybe wait to see if a 3 pops. I don't think we can bet Arizona with all this news here. So, again, don't bet this now. Let's see what the injury report looks like this afternoon. If it's clean for Cleveland, so, like, you know, just go to, like, one of these. If you're out there listening being like, oh, how do I find the injury report? Just, like, find, like, one of the beat reporters. They all tweet the injury report out in, like, synchronized fashion. It's like an Olympic sport. It'll happen this afternoon. And if these guys are going to play, I would only bet Cleveland. I don't think I would ever bet Arizona.
Anything else you really like this weekend? I like the Packers we talked about. I think Mahomes and the Chiefs going into Washington and destroying them is a pretty good bet, too. Anything else you like?
Yeah, I've been saying all week, and like, just get this before it hits 3 if you like it. I like the Vikings. I know Packers fans don't like to hear that, but you know, Carolina opened as a small favorite against Minnesota, and it's like, well, that's wrong. And now Minnesota's like out to like -2, which is right. I don't think this number is going to hit 3, but there's a possibility it will. And you obviously don't want to bet Vikings -3. You want to bet Vikings -3. So if you out there like me just think the Vikings are better than Carolina, the real Sam Darnold has stood up and I'd like for him to sit back down. So if you like Vikings like I do, I just think they're better. I would bet them now. I would not wait. I would bet Minnesota now just to make sure this number does not hit 3. Chargers and the Ravens is a fascinating game. Ravens have come off 3 down to -2.5. I think that move is right. I think at 3, I like the Chargers. But I'm interested in the total of this game. Now, I bet it on Monday, so I've got a better number here, which is why you need to listen to You Better You Bet during the week, because we talk about these games all week at good numbers. I like the over. I think people kind of feel like, oh, well, Chargers have a bad run defense. Baltimore's going to run all over them. It's like, or Baltimore's run game is broken right now. Latavius Murray is a corpse. Devontae Freeman basically is like Lazarus here, basically like the rock rolled out and Devontae Freeman like rose from the dead. He's horrendous, brute like a zombie. Tyson Williams has been phased out of this offense. I think it's going to be on Lamar to throw the football here. And guess what? He's been awesome at it. So I think both offenses are going to have a lot of success this weekend. I like the over with the Ravens and the Chargers. I like the Patriots a lot. I need to get over 3. I feel like this number is going to close at 3. So it opened at like 2.5 for the Cowboys. This is Dallas at New England. Shot up to 4. That's not right. And now it's coming back down, and I do think this is going to come back down to 3. So it's cool if people disagree. Dallas can obviously cover the game. I just feel like this is going to be a bit of a lower scoring game. I like the under as well, where I think Dallas is going to ground and pound here. I think that's their MO. That's what they want to do. And the Patriots will do the same. So if you like New England, like I do, I would bet it now. Do not wait till this comes down to 3. You want to get a number over 3. Also like the under there. And I got like a super narrative play here, which is like not based on anything other than like my own thought.
Well, I love narrative plays.
This is Nikki narrative right here for you, baby. I think the Raiders are going to come out galvanized this week in the wake of the John Gruden resignation. Like I think Denver's better than the Raiders. I don't know that this number should be above 3 with Judy and Hamler out and like Denver being like the walking wounded right now. So Raiders at anything above 3 is a bet for me. More of a gut feeling as opposed to an on-field handicap. So you, the person out there listening, if you're like, well, that sounds stupid, Nick. Like, you know, they're going to suck because Gruden's not there. You could be right. I'm not inside these players' heads. I don't know. Just a feeling that I have combined with like a number play where I don't think Denver should be 3.5 in this game leads me to a play on the Raiders here. So that is a personal play for me. Raiders at anything above a field goal. Pride and poise, commitment to excellence, fire the coach, just cover, baby.
One more before we're not going to talk to you till next week after the Bucks take on the Nets. The Nets obviously do not have Kyrie for who knows how long, maybe forever. How much does that change the Eastern Conference with no Kyrie on the Nets? Are the Bucks back as the favorite?
I don't think so. I think it makes it more likely that Milwaukee could beat Brooklyn in a playoff series. But as far as like the win total goes, so Brooklyn's win total, I believe, and I haven't looked today, I doubt that it's changed. It's about 56.5. I like that if Kyrie plays. I also think it goes over if Kyrie doesn't play. Like they still have Durant. They still have James Harden. Like the rest of the roster is still good. They're going to get a buyout guy. Like, you know, that's going to happen with Brooklyn this season. So I would not be like bearish on the Nets just because Kyrie is not going to be there potentially. Like, I still think that Brooklyn's going to win like 57 to 60 games this season, maybe more than that. I still think they're going to be awesome in the regular season. Like I said, I do think it makes it more likely that Milwaukee or another team could beat Brooklyn in a playoff series. But as far as the regular season goes, I feel like it's still Brooklyn's path to the one seed.
We will talk to you on Wednesday. Nick, appreciate your time as always. Good luck on your bets. Minimum sweats, I believe you say.
Yeah, you know, minimum sweats, winning bets, and all that jazz, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, I'll talk to you.
Nick Kostos. Check out all the lines, betrivers.net, and you can find him, You Better You Bet, part of the Odyssey app.
An Odyssey station.
Ben tweets in, thanks for going to Nick Kostos instead of playing those gimmicky jingle songs this morning. Ben, do you understand that when you say that, I'm just more inclined to play jingle songs? Like, can we understand? Toby gets how I work. Toby's figured it out. You tell me not to do something, I do it. So just remember that.
Yeah, he's very mature.
Thank you. I am mature. Thank you, Toby. Bingo is in the UP. What's up?
Hey there, Bart. How's it going?
Good. What's up with you?
First time caller, long time listener. Just want to talk a little Packer football.
Oh, wait. We got to welcome you into the program.
Is this Horner?
Yeah, Foreigner. Don't be a foreigner to the show.
I might not be, but I like the intro.
It's your first time caller. And it feels like the first time. And don't be a foreigner to the show. Take it away.
Just want to talk Packers Bears. A little worried that the Bears might catch us sleeping this weekend.
I don't know.
That's all. I just think it's kind of a trap game there, Bart.
I think we need to remember, and thanks, Bingo. I think we need to remember that we as the fans are overlooking the Bears, maybe. Aaron Rodgers against the Bears, win. That doesn't mean the players are, okay? I'm sure Rodgers is salivating at getting ready, but that doesn't mean that the players are. So let's not confuse how we feel with how the players feel. Oh, what's this? Where'd this come from?
When we score, I do the Pacarena. Packer fans do it from Janesville to Nina. We are one.
Hey, this isn't the right one.
Score in 96. Reggie, why do we vote for?
What is this? Okay, I played the wrong one. Terrible. Terrible. Awful. Ben, you're right. Brutal. Notebook Mike, what's up?
What's up, guys? How's it? You know what? Macarena was Spanish, and they made it American for America. Just a little tidbit there.
Thanks. Never knew.
I want to ask you guys, every day I'm going to ask you a trivia question. I couldn't come up with a sports one for the Bears. Well, you got that right. Tomczak?
Mike Tomczak.
I'm still looking to see if you're right, though.
Yeah, he took over for Jim McMahon.
Three singers in the 50s died in a plane crash. Name them. You got 3 seconds.
That would be Buddy Holly.
One.
And was Fats up there?
Who?
Fats Domino?
No.
Buddy Holly.
Hurry up.
Long time ago. I still remember the music used to make me smile. I play the music.
I don't want you grabbing your phone and giving me the answer.
Richie Valens.
Two. Come on.
Give me a hint.
Big.
The Big Bopper?
Yep. Yeah, I think it's...
See, I was close with Fats Domino.
Six, so they let Richie go.
I did pretty good there.
Yeah. Hey,
Let's. I don't like death trivia questions. I don't want to feel good.
You don't like a lot of things.
I don't want to feel good about getting somebody's death right.
All right. Well, I'm going to get a better one tomorrow. And a question for Toby. No Any Given Sunday yet?
Nope, not yet.
What was really weird about the movie is it was the Wisconsin Icemen, but they never showed them play them. Now, if I'm the Packers, you can cut me off anytime.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
You're thinking about it? Go ahead.
No, I'm still intrigued.
So there are a couple other rivalries. I know the Jets hate.
Mike,
you gotta
lead with the good stuff.
I know the Jets hate the Dolphins, and Dallas hates the Washington Americans. But if I'm the Packers, I'm taking those two PJs wherever I go. But they're going to miss out because if you're in that Greyhound or the Lamers, you could hit the Cheese Factory and put them out of business over there, the Cheese Castle. Can you imagine if they saw that, was it 52 guys?
I don't know what whatever language this is, it is not English.
No, I'm saying you said they were going to take a bus to Chicago.
I said that at like 6:20.
Well, I've been listening since 5 to 6. You think they'd clean out the Cheese Factory or Cheese Castle? Free sample.
Mike, oh my God, Mike. Exit stage left, Mike.
Is that my action?
Yeah, come back on Monday.
All right. You guys have a good weekend.
Notebook Mike. Notebook Mike has a lot to say. I enjoy Notebook Mike as a caller. He needs to lead with his top point first and then get into some of the other stuff. Tony in Texas is good at that. Tony in Texas brings the heat, and then we talk, and then if there's other questions, now I'm engaged. And we're engaged, and then we talk about other stuff. Mike just starts rambling things from 2 hours ago. Sometimes he'll bring up things from Rami's show, as if it's like just happened. So we got to just, Mike has been one of the best. He's slipping a little bit. I called it yesterday. I said he had Christian Yelich disease, where he was so good, and then magically he just is not. Let's get out to Tim. What's happening, Tim?
Bart, how you doing?
All right, so Tim made another fantasy trade. Tim, if you would first, again, for the 100th time, tell us the first trade you made that we ridiculed.
So the first trade I made was Patrick Mahomes, Justin Jefferson, and Odell Beckham for Murray, Chase Edmonds, and Robert Woods.
And I didn't like that trade.
No, you didn't. You called me names.
I did. But it worked out for you?
Well, so far it's worked out, yeah. But like you said, you have to wait all 17 weeks.
And now you've made yet another trade?
Yes. Cue the trade music.
All right, let me cue up the trade music for you.
By the way, I'm a longtime listener, longtime caller.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. Here's some trade music.
All right. I traded David Montgomery, who is on IR right now and could be for a while, for Latavius Murray, and I got Odell Beckham back. Thoughts, comments, concerns?
How long is Montgomery out?
At least 3 weeks, could be out longer.
Yeah, you got to win now. I don't know. You got to win games now.
I do, and I'm at that stretch where I'm still kind of in it.
What's Murray's deal? You going to play him?
Yeah, this week probably, just because I got a couple guys on bye now that we factor byes in.
Did you hear earlier I was telling Toby, in the station league, I'm down so bad at running back. I have Dalvin Cook and Edwards-Helaire, so those are the two I have.
Cook's on a bye.
Cook's playing, but Edwards-Helaire's hurt.
Yeah.
And then
the
other running back I have is Cordell Patterson, but he's on a bye.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 14 teams in this league, and people are, the rosters are maybe a little too big. So I am starting Ryan Nall.
Oh, boy.
Of the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
So I don't know what criticism I can give you if I'm starting Ryan Nall.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah. Sucks.
Chalk up the L already.
Well, good luck on your trade. I don't mind it, I guess. Toby, you have thoughts?
Not a huge fan, but if you got to win now, I get it.
Yeah.
It all depends on Montgomery. So.
Yeah. All right, Tim. Thank you.
I also threw the chairs into the river on Tuesday night. So.
Yeah.
I guess our next one will be Lombardi Avenue.
Yeah, I ain't driving up to Green Bay every day to put chairs down. The next time I'll put out chairs is for the Horizon League for Milwaukee Panthers.
Oh, yes, when they win the Horizon League?
Yeah. That's what I'll do.
All right, Bart. Have a good weekend.
All right, Tim. We'll see you, buddy. All right, Tim. Get back to you guys in 60 seconds. Window Select, 262-703-3500, 262-703-3500. You can drive up to Green Bay, go to the Packer Pro Shop. You'll get a $100 gift card when Window Select comes to your home. Window Select will give you a $100 gift card when they come out for a free consultation. So you're trying to figure out what you want to do with your windows, your siding, your doors. They come out, they may not even install anything for you. Just them visiting you and giving you a quote earns you that $100 gift card from the Packers Pro Shop, as they are a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. Window Select has the incredible buy one, get one deal that continues on the windows. You buy a window, the next one's free. If you need 20 windows, you're getting 10 at no cost. All of their products backed with a double lifetime warranty, window siding and doors, and they're all A-plus rated, energy efficient, high quality. Window Select, locally based in Menominee Falls. They will come out for you, do that consultation. You pay them nothing for a full year, and you get a buy one, get one on the products. Now, Window Select, a proud partner of the Green Bay Packers. 414-799-1250. We'll talk to Horvat coming up with the Week 6 picks. Spark Guy. Let's get out to Spark Guy. What's up?
How you doing, Bart?
What's up, Spark Guy?
I was gonna talk consistency, and I feel like it does dovetail with that, though. It's nice to know in life that the one consistent thing is Window Select. I've appreciated that. They keep that deal. They do a good job. So, I think that's always good to hear. Like I said, I know how many windows I can get. That's awesome. So they're always doing a good job. Speaking of, on the flip side of consistency, though, I did want to add one comment on this, and then I'll just talk about the end of the brewery year. But I feel like there's some inconsistency with the callers. Do you feel like kind of the vibe of the regulars? I'm not going to call out specific people, but like it feels like the tide of the regular callers, they go together. And I feel like we're kind of in this trough of a bit of negativity and almost anger. Do you feel that as well the last few weeks? Like a lot of the regulars, it feels like everybody kind of has the same mood. And I'm just curious what that relates
to. Yeah, yeah. If I can be frank, I do feel like the regular callers who have become such a necessary part of the show, and I think such a strength of the show, I do feel like we are in a valley right now of the peaks and valleys. I think during the Bucks run, everybody was bringing it every day, no matter if they were a regular or a first time or whatever. And then even like the first time callers now, like this Bingo from the UP, that wasn't a real guy. I don't know what the hell that was. That was weird. And Notebook Mike is getting a lot here. Just since and I'm not making any of these up. Notebook Mike, Shannon tweets in. Notebook Mike says a lot to say nothing. Frank tweets in. If Notebook Mike no longer uses the notebook, can he still be Notebook Mike? Paul. Yeah, Mike, exit stage left and never return. Billy, your show is the best. Always hilarious. Great content. But please, for the love of all that is right and holy, no more Notebook Mike. Notebook Mike.
As I said, my personal opinion is I have affinity for Notebook Mike, so I'm not specifically going to call anybody out.
I love Notebook Mike. I'll call him out. He has not been himself.
I mean, Notebook Mike did call me out for my confrontation with the 9-year-old in the parking lot, but I'm going to put that aside and still say I enjoy the caller roster, but I think it's important that we all understand like the underlying sentiment, you know? And I think the Brewers would be the thing maybe to point to. It'd be like, oh, the Brewers are disappointing or whatever that might be. My hypothesis is we got Aaron not being forward with all the fans. I just feel like the whole Packers season, even though they're 4-1 and things feel like they turn around with San Francisco, every week you have to deal with him flirting with Pittsburgh, him saying nice things about the Bears. When you don't have somebody being straightforward with you, you feel a little bit on edge at all times. And I just feel like we went from the Bucks' happiness to even the Brewers' happiness, and the Packers dominate everything. That's just my hypothesis, that when you have somebody leading the sports culture now, at the moment, like Rodgers, it's so much different than Giannis 3 months ago. Giannis is joyful, but more importantly, honest, and it's gonna affect all the discussions of sports. So that's my thing. The one thing I wanted to add, and I'll hang up and let you finish, is the Brewers. I know that people are upset. I know that they're disappointed. But I think with anything else, if anybody learned anything from the Bucks run, it's this. It's championship or bust. Nobody's ever happy unless they win it all. And that's fine. But I would still take whatever disappointment people feel. You still had the Vogelbach Grand Slam. You still had all those great moments. They're a 95-win team. Disappointment is still so much better than indifference. And Toby might have something to add with this. Think about the Nationals. The disappointment that they suffered from, 13, 14, all those years. And then to kind of have 19 be a year they didn't expect it and win it all. Toby can answer this, but I can't imagine that didn't wash most of that away. Like, you just forget about that. So, you know, disappointment is always going to be better than indifference. But again, back to the callers, I just can't help but think that the zeitgeist of Wisconsin sports right now is Rodgers. And dude's not truthful, and people feel hurt by it.
Yeah, this Pittsburgh thing needs to stop. I don't know why he keeps bringing them up every week. Spark Guy, thank you. Billingsley tweets in, why you got to do everybody's favorite grandpa Notebook Mike like that? Best couple of minutes of the show every day. Notebook Mike is getting trashed on Twitter, so that's a good refresh. So for his 30-second rebuttal, I introduce to you Notebook Mike.
Twitter?
Twitter's killing you.
How about putting a phone to your head?
Yeah, be a man and call in the show. Yeah, right?
You're hiding behind a computer.
Well, maybe these people can't call. What, do you want them to call and bash you? I think that would hurt more.
Who dropped that Big Show rap?
What's that?
Who dropped the Big Show rap?
Who told me they were dropping a Bart and Toby rap and never did?
I'm still working on it. I got to make one for my nephew, and then I'm going to do you. But maybe I won't because I don't want to get trashed for that.
I want you to be a part of the show. You're just, sometimes I'm not as good as I normally am. Sometimes I'm very bad.
I'm not William Shakespeare.
Right now you're in a lull. You are in a lull.
Well, I take 20 meds a day.
Yeah.
I'm in the hospital every week.
I know.
Well, I'm not William Shakespeare here. I'm just trying to give a 30-second take.
I know.
What is with these people?
I think that's jealousy.
You know what it is? It is jealousy.
Yeah.
It's you're calling your twad twittering. Your
be careful. Be very careful.
I am. You're twittering your ex-girlfriend at 3 a.m. and giving her the rundown. That don't play.
Don't play. All right, Mike. That's your 30.
All right, thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you Monday?
Maybe.
Maybe, yeah. It's what the people want.
Maybe I need a break, I guess. Let them all simmer down.
You just write, take your notes.
Well.
That is your 30, though. I have to let you go.
I want to listen to all these people call in.
They're not. They wouldn't be as good as you. That's your 30.
Okay, bye.
All right. Again, if a caller calls in, and we instituted this not too long ago, because we were, people would call in and get bashed with no avenue to defend themselves. And I didn't find that very fair. So if you ever get bashed, if you call in and get bashed, because calling in is like, you call in and you, it takes some guts. And if you're going to get bashed, you get the opportunity to call back. Ryan appreciated Notebook Mike there, said valid points. Glad he got his rebuttal. John is in Jersey, and then we'll talk to Horvat. What's up, John?
Hey, buddy. What's up? Yeah, I'm waiting for my boy to come on. I need some picks.
He's coming on. He's coming on next.
Listen. I feel sorry for you guys. I just told what's his name, Toby. You're like me now, man. I'm a Mets fan. I got to wait till next year. You got to wait till next year now.
Yeah, waiting. Someone once said waiting is the hardest part.
Well, it is. But listen, I'm with you on Sunday with the pack. I just feel the only thing I'm worrying about is our O-line. If Jenkins doesn't play and I don't know how Nyman's going to handle, that left side. I don't know. A little nervous about that.
Yeah, they'll have some challenges, but, I mean, they're starting whoever they can, and they're still – offensive line has been good.
No, right. You're right. So when is Ryan come on? Right away or why? After
the longer you're on, the quicker that you're off, the quicker I get to Horvat.
All right, give me a shout-out now and then. I'm the only guy from Jersey that calls. Come on.
I know. We'll get Horvat next.
All right, thanks, boy. Have a good weekend, guys.
All right, see ya. John in Jersey looking for Horvat. We will have Horvat coming up next. I'm Bart, that's Toby, 12:50 a.m. The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.